And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. So I can hear a lot of you out there. I know what a lot of you are thinking. You're going, who the heck is this guy and where is Al Gordon? Well, the good Colonel Al, I assure you, is safe and sound. He's just recovering from a recent surgery. He'll be back here soon. I'm one of the other radio hosts. Maybe you've caught my shows in the past, depending on what part of the country you're in. You'll catch my shows on Saturdays and Mondays. But I'm a real estate investor. I'm here in Dallas-Fort Worth, although I don't just invest in Texas. I have many real estate investments outside of Texas. I started real estate investing in 2011. However, I learned effective real estate investing in 2013, and I continue to invest each and every year. And when I say effective, I'm dead serious about that. Lifestyles Unlimited really taught me proper real estate investing, and life just hasn't been the same since. Okay, on the show today, I have a single-family investor from the Show Me State of Missouri. I've got John Courtney, known as JC, from Kansas City. John, thank you for taking the time. Welcome to the show.
How are you today, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic. I would say I'm cold here, but I know you're north of me, so it's probably even colder up there, but pretty chilly.
We do have about 2 inches on the blanketing everything, and today is the coldest day of the year. We're in negative wind chill temperatures with negative temperatures, and they're single digits if we're lucky, but by next week we'll be up to 55 and 60. So
yeah, we'll be in the 70s on Monday. Crazy. Well, that cold weather will clear the stray dogs out at least. But so JC, I understand you joined Lifestyles Unlimited 2 years ago. How'd you find Lifestyles Unlimited?
Driving down the road in my truck and listening to, of all things, AM radio. I was looking just to hear somebody that had some good information to say, and I found it. And that was the start of my journey down Lifestyles Unlimited.
Okay. A lot of folks found the show. Let me ask you this. How long did you listen to the show before? Would you go to the office? You give us a call. What was that time frame?
It had to be at least 6 months, maybe even longer. I just kept listening. I was really interested in just learning what I could learn, knowing that my past had some experiences with trying to do this real estate model.
Okay. All right. Well, you're quicker than me. I listened to it for years. I'm definitely analysis by paralysis, or paralysis by analysis, I guess, was where I was. And I finally went in and found a workshop. Okay. So did you go to the workshop first and then join? Walk me through that.
So I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in February of 2023, and I started off with a in-home seminar, online seminar for the two-day event that we have at Lifestyles.
Yep.
And so after that, I was getting education, I was learning, and I realized that I had a little bit more work to do on the personal side of the business, which would be paying off some debts, getting rid of some unwanted assets. Is the more you learn and the early stages, you want to be set up right. You want to get that credit score up. You want to get rid of these things that aren't making you money and generating income, and sell some of these assets off so you can get your pool of money up. And so I spent a good year and a half doing that. And I was afraid to jump off the diving board to make my first purchase.
Yeah, you have to get your house in order. I mean, we're investing in houses. It takes money to invest, and obviously a good credit score, because the bank is our partner. So you've got to put those two things together, and then you're ready to go in. So you did the 16-hour online, the Financial Freedom Seminar. What was your biggest takeaway from that?
My biggest takeaway was the roadmap. This roadmap was the path from point A to point B. And I've always loved maps. You know, I'm of the age that we didn't have cell phones. And if you wanted to get from Kansas City, Missouri to Los Angeles, California, you better have a couple maps. You might want some city maps, some national maps. You might want the triptychs from AAA so you can get there.
So before you found that first rental property, you needed to build your team. We always say you can't be a real estate investor by yourself. And I'm living proof of that. I tried it by myself, struggled through it until I really learned effective real estate investing. So tell me about your team. Who'd you need to help you along the way, and what did they do?
Initially, the first person that I wanted out on my team was the right real estate agent. I looked at some properties with another agent and quickly decided that that wasn't a right fit for me. And so I went to the next agent and I said, you're on my team. You know, this is it. I like how you work. I like how you're there for me and you're able to teach me what I need to know that I don't know from the realtor side.
Yeah, we're looking for a buyer's agent, essentially, but then it's not just any house. Hey, we're looking for a distressed property. We're actively seeking to purchase a property and rehab it and turn it into a rental property. And it's important because there are specific real estate agents that understand that metric and cater to investors. And they'll dig them up. They'll go, take a look at this one. Take a look at this one. What about this one? So, yeah, if you get the right person to find the property, lender, hard money lender. Did you meet a hard money lender when you went to the 2-day in person?
I did not meet a hard money lender. I did meet a conventional lender who's on my team. I did meet the hard money lender at the expo held in Texas. And that's where I was able to put that team member on my team and have worked really fantastic with. So that is very, very critical to have all these team members in place prior to making your first purchase.
Yeah, we got to have both. And for the listener out there that doesn't understand, hard money is asset lending. Conventional money, you know what that is. They're lending on your personal profile, but we need both because we're buying a distressed asset. In fact, some of these houses are so distressed, you can't get a conventional mortgage. And I know that sounds scary, but we're only going to sit in this thing for a few months, and then we're going to finance out of the hard money into the conventional money. So how did you find this first property, JC?
So I'm going to back up just a little bit because the third critical player in this team that I was really trying to formulate was the construction element of this.
Ah, yes.
If you don't have the right property, then it doesn't matter if you've got the best contractor out there. You have to have the right property. Realtor was first. Got to have the right property. Number two, got to have the financing. And the third leg of this, really, as I view it, is a three-legged stool. The third element's the construction. Everything is make or break with the construction side of this project. You're either going to over budget, you're going to stay in budget. Everything's going to line up or it's not going to line up. The time that it takes for the contractor to do this job is absolutely critical. You don't want this job to go on for 2 and 3 and 4 months. That comes down to choosing the right property too. That goes back to the realtor. This three-legged stool is balanced with three legs. Any one of those legs aren't right, the stool doesn't sit up too well. It falls right over. With that said, that's why we build this critical team. I was fortunate enough to be in the industry of remodeling. And in this lifestyles roadmap, we're not really supposed to be doing these properties ourselves. And I was like, cool, I really don't want to do the property. I want my crews to do the property. So I was fortunate enough to have that element under my wing because that's my house.
Yeah.
I was able to get my property from date of purchase, I signed the hard money loan to the actual completion of the project with an 18-month signed lease was a 45-day time frame. That's absolutely phenomenal. But ideally, this is what we really want. We found the property that just needed to be rehabbed, not reconstructed. It was the right size. It was the right price. It had the potential to have a better price when it was all rehabbed. And that's what fits this model the best.
So a six-week turnaround, essentially.
Yes, sir.
So you went in, you found it, what, new fixtures, carpet, appliances, that sort of thing, coat of paint?
So it was a little bit more to that. We looked originally, the property is a 114-year-old property, and it's a little shoebox home. So it's about 16 feet wide and about 50 foot deep, all right? So it's right around 1,000 square feet for simple numbers. We had a two-bedroom and a single bath, but the bathroom, you had to walk down the hall, past the two bedrooms, into the kitchen, back through behind the kitchen, and there is the bathroom.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Well, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
But we had this really big hallway, and I'm sitting there going, hey, let's just put another bathroom right here. If you've ever had daughters or not, and you've ever lived in a one-bathroom property, the only thing you ever want in life is a second bathroom.
Yes. Yeah.
So with that said, I'm going back and forth with the realtor. Look, is it going to be a three-bedroom, one-bath, or is it going to be a two-bedroom, two-bath? So we start working the comps. There's this teamwork with my realtor. We're going back and forth. We do all the comps, and we find out that the better deal is really, believe it or not, a two-bedroom, two-bath. The nice thing about this market where this house is located is there's just three ones everywhere. So if anybody finds a second bathroom, they're like, I want that one. It's got a second bathroom.
Absolutely.
None of the other houses have another bathroom. Right.
That's huge, and it makes it easier to lease. You might even be able to ask more on the lease. I don't know, just depending on the comps.
The comps allowed us to bring that lease up a little bit, and it also helped our after repair value. Once the house is all completed, that real estate value of that property then goes up based upon how well you did on that rehab. You still have to be in the market comps. It still has to comp out, but we were able to do that looking at those numbers on the front side.
Well done. Who wouldn't pay $50, $100 more a month for a second bathroom? I think pretty much everybody would, just for the convenience of that, and especially if you've got more than one person in your family and in your household. Well, we're going to pick it up on the other side. Well, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, talking single family investing.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to see what we do, how we do it, how we make money five ways on a single family property and six ways on a multifamily property, I invite you to our free workshop. You can tune in and see what we do. It is interactive. It's not just a bunch of videos. You can engage, ask questions. I suggest if you have a significant other to tune in with that person, but that's at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. I've got a guest on the show today, JC from Kansas City, Missouri, single family real estate investor and Lifestyles Unlimited member. So JC, from your bio, is looking at it, you and I have a lot in common. Young entrepreneur when you were young, paper route. I had one when I was 12, played football my whole life. I also owned a lawn care company when I was a teenager. I also owned single family real estate. And I'm an investor in Missouri, actually, in St. Joe, Missouri, to be more precise, a two-apartment portfolio there. How crazy is, how far away is St. Joe from you?
St. Joe is only about an hour for us.
Okay. I've never been there. How crazy is that, right? You don't have to live across the street from your investment, but I hear it's pretty nice. What do you think?
I've been up there once, and that was back in high school, so I've not seen it since.
I tell you what, that investment's performing well. We got in it, and after the second quarter of ownership, within the first year, boom, we're getting dividend checks. So very happy with my St. Joe, Missouri investment. But, okay, so young entrepreneur, owned your own business. What are some lessons you learned from that that you utilize today as a real estate investor?
Absolutely about a team. The best you can be is the best team that you can have. And that is what wins national championships. That's what allows you to be profitable, allows for life to be enjoyable. It really, really does come down to who do you surround yourself with. You know, there's many sayings out there. You hang around with the doctors, you'll probably be a doctor. And you hang around a bunch of successful real estate people, you're most likely going to be pretty successful yourself.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head, right? You're only as good as those that are with you. If one person lets you down, it's a disaster, right? It could ruin it for everybody. Just those skills that you can utilize as within real estate. And let's get into surrounding yourself with people that are doing what you want to do. That's important. That's something I had to learn. But you mentioned you attended our expo here. The Wealth and Passive Income Expo in Irving. That was your first one. Immediately, first thought is when you're at Expo, what went through your mind, Casey?
The magnitude, the energy of all the people and knowing that all these people that seemed ever bit as normal as going to church on Sunday, you didn't know who was the billionaire, who was the millionaire, who was the multimillionaire, or who was the first-time single-family investor. Everybody was on the same level and could speak on the same level. Everybody was kind. Everybody was just friendly. And it was just such a wonderful experience to be in this arena and surrounded by these people that are on the same team as you are, and you ain't know who they are. But they're doing the same thing. They're going the same direction. And they're all your buddies. It's just, who can you meet? Who can you talk to? Who can you build a new relationship with?
Yeah, I was blown away. My first one, I went by myself. Didn't really know anybody at that time. I was very new. I had my first rental property, but I wasn't a member of Lifestyles Unlimited till I went to my first one. And I think we're all trying to better ourselves, right? We're trying to better ourselves. We're trying to learn more. We're trying to create more passive income. We're trying to grow our portfolio. We're looking for best practices. And I was amazed that everyone there, anyone will answer your question or direct you to somebody and help you out. Did you take some of the classes when you were there, some of the education classes?
Absolutely. Yes, I did attend the classes, and they were just phenomenal too. One of the classes that I attended was a mixture of legal with tax with hard money, and it was just really interesting to learn subjects that I had no knowledge of, and not that I want to, but I was like, all right, you're on my team, because I need all you guys too, right?
Yeah.
So, going to the classes and getting that extra knowledge and knowing that there's more information, there's not a day that goes by that I don't learn more about this industry that I didn't know before. And that's something that I'd really like to say about the two-day that gets offered again and again and again. And you're sitting there going, well, I've already been to one. I don't need to go to one again. I totally disagree. Every single two-day that I've ever been to, I've always learned new information, heard it in a new way, picked up something that I didn't pick up on from the first two that might have been the exact same information said the exact same way. But you can't absorb everything that you hear. And when you hear it again in a different way from a different person or the same way from a different person, now it's like, I'm not missing these 2 days ever again.
So you're already on to your second property. How soon was it after the first that you found your second?
So So we completed the first property in Leavenworth, Kansas. We finished that in late 23, December, I believe, of 23. And yeah. I've got a closing for tomorrow on my second property, which is going to be out in Warrensburg, Missouri. It's a college town. And so I've already got the tenants that are being screened right now, and I haven't even signed the actual contract for the property. I sign that tomorrow, and we will be ready to go on the construction side of that for Monday.
Fantastic. Boom. Close. And did I hear you right? You said you're already screening potential renters for the property?
Correct.
Now?
Correct.
I got to ask you this, and before we get too deep into the show, I do want to get into how you're finding residents for the second property. But important to me, I've got a spouse. You have a significant other in your life. And how engaged is your spouse? Is she on board? What does she think about what you're doing? I mean, this is a big change for a lot of people.
It's interesting you say that. She is an executive with a New York Stock Exchange company here locally, and she's very busy with what she does, and she, at the end of the day, there's nothing left for her to, like, go and find a new hobby or career. It's like, listen, you know, I do what I do, and this is my world that I live in. She happens to be in the HR world, which has changed my life, too. You know, it's a lot of responsibility that she holds.
Sure.
And, this second property, I have enticed her to take interest in. And we've got a bit of a vested interest in this one because one of the lead tenants, if we would call it that, is a relative going to college in this college town that we're basically going to have a rental property for her and her roommates to basically have a property that's close to campus that they can afford, that's in a great condition because we just did the full rehab on it, and it's going to be nice. And okay. At the end of the day, that's what every tenant's looking for, is a nice, clean place to live. And when it's in your budget as a college student, that's even better yet. Our plan is to hold that property for about 3 years. When she's done going to college, we're going to let that one go and get back into that. So this one is a little bit unique in that situation. We'll still screen all the tenants that will be living in the property and do all the appropriate background checks that we do with following the roadmap to success.
Yeah, you still got to have a lease, even though it's a relative. It's a contract, and hey, we're going to do this, and here's how this is going to run, but you're going to provide. So it's a partnership. You're providing clean, functional, great place to live. College town. JC, I'll tell you this from experience. You say you're going to sell it in 3 years, and having some friends that have some properties in college towns, couple things usually happens. It leases so quick if you've got a great property and a great location that people are going to want to continue. And typically you can get increases, so you may end up keeping that property longer, or more likely, you may end up buying more in that town, but I don't know.
That could happen too. Right.
It's infectious. I mean, it's infectious. You're talking about your second property. Have you already thought about a third, a fourth? I mean, what are your plans over the next year, 3 years?
Yeah. So my short-term goals are to purchase three additional properties that are single family. And my duration of time is within a 6-month period. So I'm on property two of four. And so I have two more, possibly three more, depending on what that out-of-pocket expense might be. And the timeline's still that next 6 months. My 2-year goal is to become an independent real estate agent on my own property, a real IRO, as we like to call it. And operator, I should say, independent real estate operator of a small apartment complex, maybe like a 8-plex, 10-plex, something along that line, where basically I'm just taking my next step from single family into a multifamily, but it's a very small place, something that I can still manage from the rental side in addition to the construction side and be able to say, hey, look at what I did. I get this little 10-plex over here. That sets me up for my next four-year goal, which would be then to prosper into completely multifamily investments and still keep some of those really great single-family properties that are generating that cash-on-cash return and get into that passive role of that Lifestyles Unlimited offers, which is another huge, incredibly amazing feature of Lifestyles Unlimited. By knowing these people, meeting these people, and being able to go into these multifamily properties, apartment complexes, and be a part owner of that apartment complex and to be able to get passive income as we age up into retirement, what could be better in life than increasing your income every year, making more money every single year, having tax write-offs that most people don't have in retirement with the advantages of owning property, and be able to continue to grow your wealth without spending your nest egg all the way down to zero?
Yeah, passive income is incredibly fun. Multifamily investing, I enjoy it. It's easy. But you're hitting on three different legs of the stool. I don't just leave my portfolio to one type of real estate. I've got single-family properties. I'm an investor in multifamily properties. You mentioned independent rental owner owning a small apartment community all yourself. So there's different. You can diversify within real estate investing. So it doesn't have to all be single-family houses. It doesn't have to all be this. In fact, I recommend doing a bunch of trying it all, right? Have a good time. I can hear, JC, I can tell you're enjoying what you're doing. And you're just eating it up. What's been your biggest challenge so far? And how'd you address that?
My biggest challenge is having additional income to buy more properties. That's the only thing that I would say would be holding me back at any level would be that, I just need more money to buy more properties to have a better life and a better retirement.
Yeah, if I just had more gunpowder, I can blow more stuff up, right? I mean,
I'm fortunate to have the construction knowledge and background and teams out there that can do these projects. You can look for me on the vendor list here in another month or so. I'm in process of becoming a Lifestyles vendor on the construction side.
Oh, beautiful, because you do have the remodeling background. Now you're an investor. You understand we want to get in and out of this property. We don't have to make it the nicest property in the neighborhood, but we want to bring it up to speed for the neighborhood so you can see it through the eyes of the investor. That was always my biggest challenge, JC, is finding somebody that understood what we're trying to do and what stage the property's in, and then engaging the rehab to match that. Does that make sense to you? Am I saying that right?
I say it very similar way. Stay inside the lifestyle circle. Life is easy. When you have a contractor that understands how the lifestyles model operates and what we're trying to do, it's just one more piece of the team that you want to be all in the Lifestyles Unlimited arena. And it does make everything easier. It makes your team stronger because everybody understands what we're doing to accomplish our goals to make these properties financially appealing to what we set out to do. We can reach our goals with this great team. We can reach our goals with following the steps. We can reach our goals by staying inside this circle. There's one step that I didn't do. It was insurance on the home, and I used my local guy. And I still sit there and go, I should have just done a Lifestyles guy, because it was just so much easier to go Lifestyles because they know the model. They know what we're trying to insure for. They know what we needed. And I was trying to explain all this stuff first time, and I was like, I guess we need this and that. And it was just, I didn't have to go through that. I just needed to stay inside the Lifestyles model.
Yeah, because your insurance guy, he's used to people insuring their own personal home. And again, these are investments. These are not our personal home. These are our investments. And let's insure it to that level of investment. And let's make sure, we want a resident to be taken care of. If there's any issues, we want to be able to fix those immediately. but the policies are indeed different. Yeah, it's that's
yes,
a good
they are.
Point
yeah.
that you've met. So we got a few seconds here. Any advice for somebody listening that hasn't invested in real estate or is thinking about investing in real estate?
I go back to the quick analogy of jumping off the high dive for the first time. Until you do it, you're scared to death. And then once you do it, you just understand how fun it is. And you've always gone off the high dive ever since. And you've enjoyed it every single time. And it's exactly like this in real estate. The only difference is it's not just for pleasure. We've got an income associated with this.
Yes, I love it. And along the way, you got to always remember it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. JC, thank you. Make it a great day. We'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.